Craig, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program. Now, up until last night's budget, how much money did we see going into the NDIS and other disability welfare schemes?
Well, the NDIS is not intended to be a welfare scheme, but a disability support program for specialist support, like equipment, like respite, like the kind of assistance that people need to participate in employment, education and community work. The welfare system is intended to be quite separate. It's a safety net for people who lack the ability to get employment, who don't have job opportunities in their local area, and who need a basic wage. And the Productivity Commission, when it looked at disability support and the whole system, recommended keeping employment, keeping income support, and keeping specialist services quite separate. So we're quite concerned that the government seems to be making this kind of linkage, and we think that they're doing it for political reasons.
Well, how exactly will the NDIS be affected after last night's budget?
Well, I mean, we do welcome the government. While we're not happy about the means, we do welcome the government's overarching commitment to continue to fund the NDIS. I actually think it's one of the remarkable things out of the last decade or so that the NDIS has survived a change of government. If you look at other significant reforms that came out of the Rudd-Gillard years, or even the kinds of things that Tony Abbott promised when he came to office, like paid parental leave, they have not survived the change of government. The NDIS has. The NDIS is going to be benefiting over 400,000 Australians who need essential disability support. It's rolling out. The bilaterals have been agreed with the states and territories, and we're not seeing major changes to that out of last night. What I am worried about is setting up NDIS funding in the annual budget cycle for more savings measures from other areas, for it to be a contestable thing. I mean, we don't have usually choose between basic incomes and services like Medicare or maintaining a police force. We just accept that those basic services are things that we have to do, and we fund them from consolidated revenue. We're concerned about the special account. We don't think there's a need for it.
One of the suggested solutions, though, was to take some of the people off the NDIS and place them in the New Start program. What do you make of this?
Well, I think, again, we're potentially confusing concepts here. We won't be taking people off the NDIS and putting them into New Start. I think what they're talking about is taking people, reviewing people on the disability support pension and putting those people onto New Start. Look, we are concerned about people with disabilities going on to New Start, because New Start is around $170 a week less. Those people are likely to spiral into crisis, homelessness and poverty, and need exactly the kinds of specialist support that the NDIS provides. So we're kind of setting up a zero-sum game here, where, you know, everybody will be worse off as a result.
Well, Craig, thank you very much. Do appreciate your insight into this one this morning, following, of course, last night's federal budget.
Pleasure. Pleased to talk to you.